Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the conference finals of the NBA playoffs last night, the Warriors beat the Trailblazers in overtime, 119-117. With a four-game sweep of the Trailblazers, the Warriors are going to the NBA finals for the fifth straight year. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees downed the Orioles 10-7, the Mets topped the Nationals 5-3, the Phillies defeated the Cubs after 10 innings 5-4, and the Red Sox ripped the Blue Jays 12-2. In MLB news, Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius played 5 innings of defense and went 2-for-4 with a walk at extended spring training in his first game action since Tommy John surgery on October 17th. He appears on track to start a minor league injury rehabilitation assignment in a week or two and rejoin the Yankees in late June. And the traditional rivalry between the Yankees and Red Sox will take a radical twist when they meet in London next month. They will play on artificial turf for the first time in more than 2,200 games over a century. Major League Baseball has access to Olympic Stadium for 21 days before the games on June 29th and 30th. The league concluded there is not enough time to install real grass. In NFL news, the Jets have signed free agent punter Matt Darr and waived tight end Jordan Leggett. In other news, three-time Formula One world champion Niki Lauda has died at age 70. Lauda won two of his titles after a horrific crash that left him with serious burns and went on to become a prominent figure in the aviation industry. I'm Jesse King.